And Andrew, you know, what was amazing is that when you travel the world, when I went to New York and I went to the MoMA, I was shocked to see that there's a room only of futuristic painting. Inside the museum, very rarely you find a whole room of futuristic. Maybe you find one of these. This kind of, the Italian have kind of a bit refused them.
I think that's part of the later story, because futurism turned dark, became associated with fascism, it got a bad name in Italy. But here in Milan, it's the one exception. A home city of futurism, they did actually create and build, you know, a great collection, which we're going to see. And when, yeah. I think we're just about there.
Yeah, we are in Duomo. We have to get out now.
Andiamo. Let's go and look at some electric art.
We're visiting the Novecento Museum, home to the best collection of futurist art in all Italy.
I really like this. It's like a little capsule of futurism, all condensed into just a couple of galleries. Here they begin, they're in Paris, they're in the cafes, they're reading the papers, they're doing what Picasso had done, they're trying to think, what would it be like to be a modern artist? And I think suddenly on this other wall, bang, you've got the answer. Mm. They turn, this is not a very well-known futurist, Achille Funi, but he is turning to Milan. He's not in Paris, he's painting Milan, he's painting a man getting off a tram.
Yes, he looks like, for real, look at that. It's like an explosion, isn't it?
I think what he's trying to capture that, you know, when we were on the tram, you know, that sense that the world is not still, that there's the sound, you can almost hear the shriek of the tram.